Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday. Finally, we've arrived at the episode where we're going to listen to the crazy amount of voicemails that we've gotten.
Yeah.
The messages, the all the above. Yeah. Thank you guys, as always, for tuning in, for listening, for submitting. We love to hear from you. And so let's get into it. Gia, how you doing today? How's it going?
Not good.
Gia and I are on the same page today where it's like physically not great. Physically not feeling good. Just a lot of bloating, a lot of
cramping.
Hormones.
Just
not ideal. Not ideal.
Yeah.
But we're going to make it through.
And I got my Aero Store dress today and it was 9,000 sizes too big.
Please tell this.
I ordered this dress that I literally missed the delivery like three times. So yeah. I was like, if I miss it again, they're going to just get rid of this package. So I stayed home from work today so I could get the package. It came. I was so excited to open it. Mm-hmm. And I got my normal size and it's like literally like, it's so
the biggest dress I've ever
big.
Seen. It's the biggest dress. It's like, it's comically big. But
yeah.
When you, like you said, when you hold it, you put it on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
So go look at Gia's TikTok. But like when you hold it, it looks completely
It looks
normal.
Good when I like cinched it to
so
actually
like
look.
So the sleeves are normal
yeah.
and like the skirt is normal length, but it's just wide.
Just so wide.
It reminds me of that. Do you remember when it looks better than this? So it's not quite the same. But remember when Caitlin Bristow got that dress that was supposed to be like a tulle dress with like all kinds of bedazzled jewels on it and stuff, whatever. And it arrived like 12 sizes too big and it was like a screen print of it. Like it was just so bad. It was like, hilarious.
It like looks like I bought the dress off like an Instagram ad, basically.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And like, it's definitely not an Instagram ad dress. Like,
That's where Caitlin had got hers. It was an Instagram ad and it showed up like looking like shit. But that's okay, because you know what? I consulted my people. I said, who's got a good tailor and quick?
Yeah.
And they said, they told us where to go. And so.
Yeah, so I got to go
there,
do
see
that.
What they can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's worth it, because I think that dress is really fucking cute.
Yeah, it is really cute.
Yeah.
I know, someone commented there and they were like, you can do better. I'm like, girl, bitch. You,
what? No,
fuck
it's like
you.
Perfect for. Yeah. And it's Parisian.
I know,
it's like,
it is
adorable.
Very Parisian.
It's
I know.
Also next week, bitches. Like, relax. Yeah. Also, I'm. On the heels of that, I'm really in a crisis about my outfit. Like, I don't know what.
Yeah.
Like, but you know what? These are the times where it will start coming together.
Like, yeah.
I know it'll all work out. I'm getting the pieces. We're shifting gears a little bit. We're still doing the cape. Like I said, I was feeling boxed in by this cape, but I had to just get outside that box. And so I've ordered now a white, like, corset tube top. It does have black polka dots, but they're very tiny, so you can barely see them. And it's kind of pointy, kind of like her dress.
Yeah.
And then, I also got in the mail, or no, sorry, not in the mail. I forgot that I had that same skirt that she wore to Coachella, that black skirt with the thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so I tried that on yesterday because I got a different skirt from the same place. And so I was like, oh my God. And I remembered that I had it. And I tried it on and it like goes up high enough, I think, for that top.
Okay.
So I might wear those two together, get black gloves.
And then do
like, you know, the choker, all the necklaces, so it looks like a TTPD base, but then I still have the big boots,
right?
And
with
then
the cape. Yeah, I think that looked.
And then smoky eye.
It's hard for me to picture it in my
head. It's hard to picture when it all comes together.
But
It makes sense in theory, and I really am hoping that it looks the way I want it to look. The problem is that dress that she wears in the Fortnite music video at the beginning where she's chained to the bed or whatever.
Yeah.
And also the dress that she wore to the Grammys. It's a popular style right now in dresses where it like the neckline like kind of comes up like this. And so I could find that easily, but it's all dresses. And I don't want to wear like a mini dress like that.
Yeah.
Because it's tight. And it's just like, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to be like.
I'll look stupid if I wear shorts underneath. Like, I'm going to be jumping around.
Yeah, you don't want to.
It's also strapless. Like, if I'm going to, I want a little bit of something.
And you
want to
be
somewhere.
Comfortable.
Right. Like, I'm already probably going to be uncomfortable with a strapless top. But that I'll sacrifice that as long as I've got, like, regular shorts on or something.
Right,
you know?
Right.
A skort, which is great.
Skorts are the go-to,
but
I'd say.
The best.
Yeah, I know. How do girls not wear a skirt that has built-in shorts? I don't know.
I wear skorts constantly.
Like, constantly.
All my skirts right now are skorts.
I don't really buy skirts unless they have built-in shorts.
Me neither.
Because
anymore.
Most of the time, us tall girls, they're too short
right.
anyways.
That,
yeah.
I think, really is what it is.
Yeah.
We finally feel that security to wear a short little skirt.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like we've got, you know, my tight little skirt.
Yeah.
You know?
You know.
Whole thing. But So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, these are always the days of crisis, the days leading up to the concert where you start panicking that everything you have is garbage and you're going to look like shit. And somehow Taylor Swift isn't going to acknowledge you because your outfit's not good enough. You know what I mean?
She's going to spit on you from across the stage.
She'll be like, wow, this whole 80,000 people in this audience, whatever it is. Wow. 80,000 people in
this
audience.
Except for that bitch in the cape.
For, back there, you. That cape is stupid, by the way. Like, that's just all.
You look like a girl who got boxed in.
Did you
by
buy that off Amazon? That's like what she's going to say into the microphone. I'll die. Like, I'll just kill myself right there.
Wow, is your dress three sizes too big?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Looks like you tried to get it tailored last minute. Should have got something. You could have done better.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck.
Fuck these people. Anyway, so that's just the fear, the irrational fear. Yeah. And we will prevail. We will get past it. It'll all be fine. But we are officially a one week countdown from our departure.
So excited. 8 days.
Tomorrow. So pumped up.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, it'll be 1 week. So pumped up. Can't wait. I have a lot of people asking me about it. People just want to know about the plants.
Yeah. I don't really know anything.
Yeah. It's not, it's very seat of our pants, situation, but we have a cool Airbnb. That's really cute. I don't want to say where it is right now.
No, definitely not.
And then, but it's in a cool place. Everybody says, and then, brunches, lunches, dinners, croissants,
French onion soup.
Like, yeah. We're going to be doing all
baguettes.
That. Concert itself is on the Friday, the 10th. So I'm excited about that. We are taking the train to the concert. Everyone says that is the way to do it because it lets you offer it. So it very much to me sounds like a MetLife situation.
Hopefully a little bit more functional.
Yeah. Apparently it's an automatic train. It has no driver. So it just goes That's what we're saying. That's what people were saying. So we'll see. That'll be great.
Okay,
that's
technology.
How we're getting there. I know, right? Edge everywhere is so much better.
I know, it's crazy.
The travel technology everywhere else is so much better. So we're doing that. I'm trying to think what else.
Boat ride, you said we may be
doing. A boat ride. Yeah. That's when we get there. We're going to go to dinner and then we're doing a little boat ride.
I've been to Paris before.
I've never been, so I'm excited.
So I'm kind of down to do whatever.
Yeah. We're going to do the little boat ride at night after dinner on the first night. We're all going to be a little jet lagged stuff. So we're thinking love to just daze out on a boat staring at the Eiffel Tower.
Sounds lovely.
That'll be going on right at the same time as first concert back. I am nervous about that. I'm nervous what's going to happen night one while we're there waiting for night two,
Right. I don't think if she does torture poets, I guess we're going to find out.
Totally true.
What the layout of that is. Right. And we were getting some slack online, I feel like, for being it's not in order or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I fucked that up. I said it's in order. Yeah. I meant more, yes.
With Midnight's being last.
Right. I meant more the order of the story. She obviously starts with Lover, but then she's let's go back to high school. And then she kind of works through it in a cohesive way. And it makes sense for the timeline of her life. She's telling a story with the Eras Tour. So where does Tortured Poets fit in?
Yeah,
is more what I was saying. I did not mean to say that it was literally order
of albums.
Order.
Yeah,
it sounded like that though. It came out wrong.
I knew what you meant.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Totally came out wrong. But but I'm still really curious about that. I don't know. She sprinkle them in throughout?
That's what someone commented that they're maybe throughout each era she does one song in between. But I don't know. I feel like that's kind of ugh, and then you're on to the next era.
But I also kind of love it in a theatrical way. If she's doing all these things and say we're doing Lover and then all of a sudden it cuts to her alone at a desk, with a spotlight, typing on a typewriter, she does, she speaks the lyrics sometimes, for
spoken
Seven
word.
Or Epiphany or.
It was Seven, yeah.
Seven, yeah. I would love if she would do some of that throughout. And then at the end, we get one big ballad from it or something.
Right.
That'd be cool. But Daddy, I love him. She could always play. She could end, I was really trying to think, what songs could she, from Torture Poets could she end the show with and it not be so crazy? Nothing is as good as Karma, for sure. However,
I know.
But Daddy, I Love Him could maybe go nuts. People love that song.
Yeah,
they
do really like that song, too.
I was on the fence about it at the beginning. I liked it. It was Fearless vibes, you said. And so I just kind of, that's not usually my vibe. It's been stuck in my head all day. It's coming in.
Time to flow through the fences. No, I'm not coming to my senses. I know.
It's baby. What? No, he's the one. I don't know. There's too many. It's another one that's too
I'll
many.
Tell you something right now. I'd rather burn my whole life down than listen to one more second of all this bitching and moaning.
Best.
Love it.
That's so good.
So like, good.
So yeah, like I would imagine ending the concert with all that, and then people always say like the end of that song, the last verse. Is like about like Travis, and it's like the new, like, I'm his lady.
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh my God, did you see your faces and all that? And that would be a cool way to be like, bye, yeah. Bitch. Like,
I like that idea for sure.
That's a good one. Also, I mean, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, also so good. Like, that song is up, it's depressing, but it's upbeat. And I think that in writing that song and making light of, like, the depression is just fun. Like, we're having fun now. We're having fun. We're depressed. Yeah. We're having fun. Dark sense of humor. She's got a dark sense of humor. And I think that people don't want to or haven't up until now really wanted to like acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. But I love it. And I've been waiting.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to see glimpses of it. And I think we get glimpses of it.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. What would be three songs that you would want to see from TTPD?
Ooh. Like any song? Like any vibe?
Any vibe.
Okay.
This is your choice of song.
I Hate It Here is really high. I Hate It Here might be like my, I just keep going back to it.
That's really up there for me too. Good.
Can I tell you too, Clara Bow? I fucking love Clara Bow.
It's a really
something
cute.
About it. Yeah. I would like to see that. I would like to see, I mean, oh, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Yeah.
Of course, I would love to see. Other songs that, Thank You Amy would go crazy.
Thank You
like
Amy would be
song.
Crazy, yeah. That would be
that
crazy.
That would be so good.
I don't really like that song. That's not one of my favorite parts.
Something. I just like it because of lore.
Yeah, you know, I get that.
Scream, fuck you, Amy, to the night sky.
Crazy.
Like, imagine the sound of that. I would like that just for that reason.
And like 80,000 people saying, fuck you,
Amy.
Yeah,
it'd be amazing. The Bolter, I would really like.
Yeah.
Just it's really growing on me, that song. The song is so me, low-key. I didn't realize it at first. Well, I kind of thought it. Of course, we always say, like, that song is so me. Like,
yeah.
I think about it so
yeah.
me. The Bolter. At first, I was like, that song, yeah, I relate, but, like, it's not that much like me. And then Brittany literally sent me, some TikTok that was, like, some girl being like, wow, I relate to this too hard with, like, the lyrics. And she's
yeah.
like, do you relate? I was like, fuck.
Wait, that's
not
hilarious.
Not to call out for my friends.
Damn.
So,
damn.
Yeah. I mean, it's too real, especially right now. It's too fucking real.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's really funny. But I think that So Long London I could maybe get down with, too. I love a sad song. Like, I love
so
a piano sad song.
Yeah, so do I.
Should definitely say So Long London for London, though. What about you? What ones would you want to hear?
I would want one, like, fun one. So I think I would want I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
For sure, yeah.
And then I want Guilty of Sin. And
yeah, that's right.
I would also want The Prophecy.
Yes. Prophecy. I need to keep giving that more of a chance. I think
my favorite.
It's really good. What I've been doing is, like, I listen to it. We've been talking about this. I listen to it start to finish all the time, but I try to remember, like, where I left off as if I'm, like, reading a book. Like, oh, what was I? I was just listening to I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. So let me go ahead and start with The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, and then I start playing it and just keep going, like, all the way through. But lately I've been, like, when I get ready in the morning, I start with Clara Bow.
Aww.
And I go through. It's weird.
I usually start with, like, what I've been vibing with. So, like, the same, like, five songs. And then I'll just kind
of
go from there.
Yeah.
But I still feel like I haven't fully digested it yet.
No, same. It's just, right, it's so much. And I have new favorites all the time.
Yeah.
I am really, so far, the most gravitated towards I Hate It Here.
Yeah.
It really has become, like, my little... it's constantly in my head. Like, something about the way that it sings, that it sounds.
It's
just
so
always
good.
In my head. Feels so real. But yeah, so I think overall, Paris is going to be great. Really excited. Will we be disappointed if something major happens on the 9th while we're there but not at the concert?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
I think that we'll be fine. And I think it honestly might even be better if we're not there, because then we can talk about it or post a video about it, and we're not, like, screaming at the concert or whatever. Might be good.
I don't know. Just, like, what is there to be disappointed about in the big grand scheme of things, you
Nothing.
Know? Like, we're
Nothing.
Still there. We're still going to see her the next day.
We're
and
Paris.
We're still going to get to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little, it's like, damn, I wish it would have been a surprise, but
For
we're
sure.
still going to be surprised.
We're
just
gonna
not going to be inside.
You know what is hilarious? Oh, wait. We have to talk about the Will She Won't She for the Met Gala.
Oh.
Is she going or is she not going? Every single minute, there's a conflicting report about whether or not Taylor will be at the Met Gala or not. Yeah. Regardless, we're going to obviously watch the red carpet for the Met Gala. Like, you know, all of our faves will be there. Like, we're going to see it for sure. But it's like nobody can make up their mind on whether or not she's going. TMZ says no. Then People says yes. Then this person says no. Then, you know, back
and forth.
Well,
they're apparently going to Miami this weekend for the Grand Prix, F1.
For F1. Wait a minute. Glennie's going to that.
Oh, really?
I'm going to freak out. He's been talking about it all day, and I didn't realize.
Yeah, her and Travis are apparently going together.
Oh my god.
You look like you just saw a ghost. I don't think Glennie's going to come within.
Well, Glennie and the whole crew is going.
Oh. Who's the whole crew?
His whole Sunday
crew. Oh, like Sunday crew?
Oh,
shit. Then they might see them then.
I'm gonna pass out.
Because I feel like Caleb probably knows Travis somehow,
I'm
right?
I'm going to pass out.
That would be crazy.
Caleb is definitely going with. I'm gonna pass out. I'm gonna have to like I gotta run up on Glennie when we get out of here. Because I did see that they were like doing something this weekend, but I didn't know what.
Yeah, yeah, it's Miami.
I will die.
I know.
Is Dave going to that?
I have no idea. He's going to the Kentucky Derby. I know that, but I don't know when that is.
Is that this weekend? That might be.
It might be. It is this weekend. May 4th.
He's going to the Derby while she's in Miami at F1. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
F1 Grand Prix is. Wait, let me see. Miami. Yeah. Oh, it's Sunday, May 5th. So he could do Saturday Derby,
both.
Sunday Grand Prix.
Sunday
but
Grand Prix. Yeah. Could be. Anyway, the whole reason I'm bringing that up is because, conflicting reports, obviously, about whether or not she's going to the Met Gala on Monday. If she has all these plans over the weekend, it sounds like no. Some people were saying that she didn't want to go because it would take away, it caused too much of a stir, too much attention, whatever, which I was like understanding, whatever. But then after the conflicting reports, I had tweeted it and someone random replied, and I love this random reply so much, saying, "I don't want the reports. I just want to wonder and then be surprised in a week. Either way, what happened to suspense?"
Yeah. Honestly,
and
that's
so
true.
And to that,
so
I say
true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lasagna Del Rey was her name. And I said, yes, Lasagna Del Rey.
Yes,
you're
Lasagna
right.
Del Rey.
What happened to suspense? Preach. So let's just be excited.
Yeah. Okay,
whether
yeah,
or not
fine.
She's there or not, we'll be excited either way.
Okay.
To talk shit that she's not or to be excited that she is.
Yep. Okay. I stick with you, Lasagna Del Rey. I agree. With
Shout
that,
out.
Whatever happened to suspense? Like,
whatever
happened to
whatever happened to
sitting
suspense.
On the edge of your seat?
Whatever happened?
Yeah,
to
or
suspense.
Being on the edge of your seat. So
no,
then we
true.
Will be on the edge of our seats to see if she'll be there or not. I'm not going to believe anything.
I won't believe
even
anything
if it's
until
from the mouth. Actually, no, I'll believe it if it's coming from Tree or someone.
I'll believe it from Tree Payne.
Yeah,
but that's it.
But that's it.
Someone said that ET Entertainment Tonight reported that she's not, and we all know ET is a Tree Payne favorite, so
right.
That might be the most
I feel like report. I don't know, now I feel like she's not. If she's gonna go to Miami, like that's a lot.
If she's
lot.
Going to Miami, no way. Yeah. No way, because you need to prep for like days for the Met Gala. Also, I have a feeling like we would have heard from a designer by now. The designers are always so
I don't
like,
know
working
though,
on
but,
this for who, you know
but
what
no
I mean?
You have to
like,
be so professional.
That's so true. Not so much that they would be like name dropping Taylor. I just feel like there would be sleuths
like
walking
hints.
Around being like stalking Oscar De La Renta's page or something, you know what I mean? Like I feel like there would be rumors,
right?
More rumors about what she's wearing or
right.
Like Travis stepped into this boutique to buy something for his suit that he's wearing to the Met Gala.
Yeah.
You know, down home country mom from Kansas City, like
right.
That always should always gets
like
out
on the Facebook groups.
Yeah,
they always
and we've seen
those
none of
Facebook
that.
Moms. They always got something.
They've got the tea.
Yeah,
they've
they
always
do.
Got the tea. The Facebook moms, they're crazy. but okay, so that's all that.
But yeah,
we,
I guess we'll
we
just
see.
Yeah, we shall see.
Weekend ahead, she's
and
breaking all kinds of records. Oh, another thing that somebody posted the I guess so a bunch of Swifties. Paid for a billboard.
Oh yeah,
in Times
I saw
Square.
That. That was very cute.
And on behalf, like a thank you to Taylor from behalf of the Swifties, with like a list of her all of her top songs in the
yeah.
Billboard 100, whatever. And I think that's a really nice thing, gesture, lovely,
very cute.
That's great.
I was
I
like,
co-sign.
Yeah, I was like, hey.
I would have donated like $5.
I know. I didn't know about it.
I didn't know about
whatever.
It until after the fact. I saw it, and then it took me a minute to like register that it was in Times Square. And yesterday, I like felt too shitty. I was gonna like pop by and see it, but
yeah, it was cute. And it said like at the bottom, like try to come for her job or something.
Yeah, it was
yeah
cute.
Very
it was cute.
Cute.
Yeah, loved it. I think that's pretty much it.
Do you want to jump into voicemails?
Yeah, jump into voicemails, let's right? I don't think we saw anything else happening.
No.
Sabrina.
Oh, wait, what was that
Sabrina's
one?
Sabrina's popping up. Espresso is popping up on the charts. People were giving.
Espresso beat.
I know.
Fortnite.
But that's why I want to bring it up, because people were like getting mad at Sabrina about that. It's like, no, bitch, absolutely not. This is how you're
Sabrina
supposed to.
Sabrina is our queen.
She's our queen. Yeah. And this is what we do, okay? We're listening to TTPD all the time. It's a downer. And we need something to lift us back up. And that thing to lift us back up, co-signed by Taylor, is espresso.
Is that
Sabrina
me espresso?
Carpenter. Like, right. You, is that me, that's if, that me espresso.
We need like, that me espresso.
We need
yeah.
that. That's me
like,
espresso.
Like, when you
yeah.
wake up, what do you need? You need that me espresso. Yeah. Like, you're tired.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After a long day of work. Yeah. Like, you need that me espresso. And mm-hmm. I get that. And I would never shit on Sabrina for being number
never.
One. This girl has been grinding
yes.
for years.
Years and years.
And people have been sleeping on her for
yes.
years. She is going to be the next pop princess queen of our generation.
Absolutely.
So get ready and drink that me espresso.
And this song is it for her. Like
it's
this
a
is
banger.
This is the fucking song of the summer. Like we made jokes about songs of the summer like for a while now. Espresso is the song of the
totally.
Summer. We will never stop hearing
yeah,
about it.
I don't like, care if she beat
I'm
out I'm sure Taylor is so happy for her. I can't stop saying that.
Me neither.
I'm working late because I'm a singer. Oh, you look so cute. Wrapped around my finger. A twisted humor. Make him laugh so often. My honeybee. Come and get this pollen. It's so good.
It's just, I have
yeah.
chills even. It's the cutest song.
It is very
and
good.
And it's upbeat. And it is true. Like I love Torture Poets. I haven't stopped listening to it, but
yeah.
you need to
mix in some upbeat every once
it's
in a while.
It's springtime, summertime. You can't sit in the dark and cry every day.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
And I'm so happy for Sabrina.
Me too.
And
nobody should be coming for Sabrina in any way.
No, and I don't believe there's any world in which Taylor isn't either. So
yep,
I do want to bring up that crazy fucking video that I sent you of. That woman
Donna
talking
Kelsey
to Donna.
And asking that woman asking Donna Kelsey that inappropriate fucking question.
Oh my
question.
God, it was so inappropriate. She was like asking her like about advice to older women about menopause and like asking her
so
if
bizarre.
She gave Taylor any advice about menopause. And Donna Kelsey literally goes, oh geez. Like she was like, oh my God.
This is Flow Space, a QVC Flow Space, the age of possibility. It was like an event, like a
QVC event.
It was, yeah, look at the step in her
yeah. feet.
And it was like, you know, an older ladies event, like just, you know, a mature women situation. And Donna Kelsey was invited. And it says the reporter's question is incredibly invasive of Taylor's privacy. Media ethics went down sincere. Donna, who isn't an in-law to Taylor, should have refused to answer the question up front. I don't know about that. I think Donna was put in a weird position. So
that's
right,
so awkward.
Said,
and like also
she came out to her. Right. She asked her about menopause first and then was trying to be like, how would you talk about menopause to
like
someone like Taylor Swift?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I guess trying to like.
I get the open about the conversation of
yes.
menopause because like it is kind of like a taboo topic and
totally.
Like every woman
and
goes
talking
through
to
it.
Someone like my age about
yeah.
it, like, which is yeah, I wonder about menopause. I'm like,
yeah.
when, you know,
yeah.
like let's go, let's
yeah.
let's make it come happen a little faster. Like I'm fucking sick of this.
Yeah, right.
But you know what I mean? Like, I think that it's a. It's not a bad thought, but to corner Donna Kelsey and ask her personal questions about menopause and how she would explain it to Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
and then
it just seems like a personal conversation.
Totally. And then what does she think that this interviewer was like, what do you think that Taylor Swift would give you advice about menopause? Wow. It was just like, she must have been word vomiting. Like, I don't know. It was a fucking crazy question. I think Donna did all she could do, you know.
Yeah, she literally went like, oh boy.
And wasn't rude. Like, it was just crazy,
crazy.
But people need to like, listen, if you're a Swiftie and you get to work in media and you're interviewing people and you want to bring up that Taylor Swift question and you think like it's going to be good, I'm going to get in trouble if I don't bring up Taylor Swift, whatever. Like, I think that it's better to just not, because this happens and everybody sees it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't be weird about it.
Yeah, it just seems like a very personal conversation to
Completely.
Bring in your son's girlfriend into, you know?
So
like,
strange.
I don't know. Just very, very
strange. Think about
strange.
How it makes these people feel. Think of them as real people. Don't think of them as like, oh
yeah.
my God, that's celebrity Donna Kelsey.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, stop.
So, yeah, I just wanted
Too
to
much.
Talk about that for a second because I was
no,
just
you're
like,
right. I'm glad
I'm
you
like,
brought that up. I forgot.
Damn. Crazy, crazy
so
question.
Insane. So insane. Yeah. But Donna, she loves it. She loves Tortured Poets Department. She's been posting. She's been liking everything about it.
Yeah.
And we love
yeah.
her for that.
We're slaying.
Mm-hmm.
What did... No, never mind. I can't even remember what it was. So, never mind.
Yeah.
Brain fart.
Doesn't matter.
Do voicemails now?
Yeah, let's do some voicemails.
Let's listen to them.
Okay. Let's hear what they have to say.
Hey, Kelly and Gia. This is Celeste, and I am calling after watching your video reviewing TTPD on YouTube. And when I tell you that you girls had me crying right along with you, I was right there. And oh my God, it was just such a great video, just explaining everything. I was like you, just trying to get through the whole album. And I might have been so sleepy that I missed a lot of things. But then after the weekend of just, you know, listening to it, I do realize, and I think that the majority of this album is directly talking about her whirlwind relationship of almost 10 years, I would say 10 years, with Maddie, of just going back and forth. There is obviously songs about Joe and just her feeling that she lost a lot of her youth with him, especially in So Long London and, you know, all the other songs that, I don't know, I still think that My Boy Breaks His Favorite Toys is also about him. Because he did have, you know, the history with depression, allegedly, and her feeling that, you know,
allegedly
sometimes for him. But anyway, I think my favorite songs are definitely the ones about Travis, just because they're happier, The Alchemy and So High School. I'm still just enjoying the album with you guys. So just wanted to call and say that you are doing amazing. And also just something really funny. I'm happily married. You know, obviously I've been married for almost 10 years now. And my husband was just so amazed of how, you know, it brought me to this dark place. And he was just coming and checking on me and saying, who hurt you? Who hurt you? I was like, nobody. I'm just crying with Taylor. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
It's
so funny.
That's a good work. And I can't wait to hear what else you guys find of this album. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Oh, yay.
Thanks, Queen.
Oh, thank you for that call. That was really sweet and so funny, the husband thing. Like,
who hurt you?
Yeah, who hurt you? I know that we talked about that a couple weeks ago, where it's like, how do we explain that we're like feeling this way when we're happy or like not, you know, whatever. I think it's just having the ability to empathize with someone else, with someone else's pain.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, I know that I personally, I spend all day bottling up all my emotions all the time because we're moody girls. And it's just, you know, it gives you this excuse to like feel everything. And it just feels nice to like feel everything at once. Even if it's sadness, it just feels nice.
And sometimes, like even when you're in a good place, like sometimes you just want to,
you gotta get it out.
Yeah, get it out. Mm-hmm. Feel a little sorry for yourself. It just happens. Sometimes you have bad days in the midst of a lot of good ones. So
yeah. Everybody have bad days. But everybody
I wanted to know what
I'm talking about.
Exactly. I wanted to play this one because I was saying this to you earlier before we did the episode. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of questions about speculations with Maddie and Joe, and it is so fun to like talk about like what lyrics can apply to relationships. But it's hard. I feel a little, there's like a weird boundary or silver line.
There's a line.
Yeah. That sometimes I feel uncomfortable crossing with being like, yes, this is about blah, blah, blah. And this is about blah, blah, blah. Because we'll never know at the end of the day. Right. And I feel like Taylor has posted so many album reviews and stuff. And all the reviews that she posts are always like, this is not about one thing, one person, whatever. This is a combination of heartbreak, loss, rage, female rage, like it's the loss of her albums, like it's all different stuff. It's not just one topic or one person. We can say, you know, this reminds us of maybe this is about Maddie Healy, maybe this is about Joe, whatever, but at the end of the day, I just don't want to make the whole album about these two men.
Dissecting every single thing.
A body of work that's made by a woman, you know. Yeah.
And it is, we have to remember it's storytelling. But I think a lot of where people start getting falling down the hole is when they start getting like too many conspiracies involved. Like that's when like, oh, I saw this, so it must be about this. And I cross-referenced a photo from 2014 mm-hmm. and that means it's this and whatever. And it's like, yeah, that's fun. But it is also, it gets to a point where it's like, all right, chill out. Like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? And we don't want to be too deep in the conspiracies, because sometimes these conspiracies end up coming out the other end and people take them as fact.
Yeah.
And remember, we're a podcast that's loosely based in fact.
Yes.
And that's our motto.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, we don't want to perpetuate rumors.
So, exactly.
Right, exactly. We don't want to perpetuate rumors based on like being silly about it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when you clip up stuff on a podcast and you put it out on TikTok or whatever, that's kind of what it turns into. So I think that, yes, of course, we're going to keep talking about how these songs are about this person, these songs about this person, whatever, or what we think about it. But in reality, yes, I think like the message of this whole album and everything that's come with it, and the way that Taylor is sharing those reviews or whatever, is that like this is completely reflective of her and how she felt and how she was made to feel in a million different scenarios, and we just have to remember that first and foremost, right?
Yeah.
That being said, her thinking that what did she say about Maddie at the beginning? She said something.
She said, "My boys only break my favorite toy." She thinks is about Joe, which is interesting.
Right.
And
I thought she said something at the top about Maddie.
I know. I can't really remember, to be honest.
I think also too, I think we said it a couple episodes ago that the feeling alone could come from anybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's writing about the feelings that she was having. It could be a direct result of one person. It could be a modge podge of people. And she said it was kind of like the whole album was like a breakup over this like 10-year relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that is so true. Like, I think that this like, I don't want to say hidden relationship, but this like underlying relationship or these underlying feelings that she was having throughout all of this time, like, they've come out in different bursts, I think, throughout her whole, like, you know, her whole discography, to be honest. And I think that it's it just goes to show, like, you don't know who anything is really about. It's more interesting analyzing and absorbing the feelings that she was feeling while writing these songs. You know what I mean? Like, people are trying to say that, like, style is about Maddie Healy. And I'll be honest, like, it sounds like it. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
It's like, well, you know, if you want to believe it's about Harry Styles, believe it's about Harry Styles.
It
like,
really doesn't matter at the end of the day. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And, like, I care more about what those songs mean to my people. You know, I'm like, this song could be about like Jim Bob Schmimbob. I don't give a shit. Like, this song is about my ex-boyfriend from 2020, like one, like whatever. I don't care.
Yo, have you heard that new song about Jim Bob Schmimbob? Like, Taylor goes fucking hard diss track, on him,
bro. Bro, it's crazy.
Read him to Phil. Yeah. Like, he's dead. Yeah. Witness protection for him.
Yeah.
For real though, it is that is true. No, 100% I do.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Like, I love to assign. That's my favorite thing to do. Like, I like to
totally.
You hear the album, you figure out, ooh, what's she talking about? What's going on? Mm-hmm. And then immediately when you're done with that,
how does this apply to my life?
How can I put this? Yes, how can I make this about me?
Exactly.
What if everything's not about me, but what if it is?
Yeah.
Like, that's like how we have to enter the album. And so I'm at the point where I'm assigning songs to people, and boy, is it rough. It's tough to open those wounds. Like we said, sometimes you just want to rip them all open.
Know,
I've done it, Gia. I've done it. I've ripped open every wound. Like, every single thing I could have had
I
wrong
will
with
say,
me. I was talking to my, like, high school crush over the weekend.
No, I
was like, he's got a kid and another kid on the way.
Oh.
And a lovely life. And I'm like, this motherfucker.
You're like,
I'm like, he hurt
I
me
hate
so bad.
She so have a good
No,
see, big guy. In her age, she was 30.
No, like, no, stop.
Yeah.
In my head, I imagine her singing, I'm having his baby. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's the other worst part when you hear the happy songs and you can, like, imagine it being sung by, like, do you ever do this?
No.
This
when I hear
bad.
The happy
this is
songs.
Deep. When you know that I'm bad, when I'm, like, down bad for real, it's like this where you hear the happy song.
Yeah.
And then you imagine it being sung by, like, his new girlfriend. You're like, oh, wow, I bet they're so happy. She probably loves this song because she's so in love.
I think more about sometimes, like, what, like, my exes would apply to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a classic.
Because I'm like, I wonder if, like, or, like, if his ex-girl or if his, like, new girlfriend now, like, listens to, like, this song and he, like, is, like, wonders if I listen to him about
100%, it. 100%. 100%.
Yeah. But I...
It's torture.
I was fully listening to I Hate It Here. Or sorry, How Did It End?
Oh, stop.
On the plane, like yeah. scrolling through like old pictures from like vacation.
With, no.
Like,
no. Gia, no, that was literally me. That's literally me. I know. On the weekend, I'm like...
Like one single
I'm like,
tear.
I'm singing So Long London, looking yeah, at my yeah, like New Year's yeah. picks. Like,
so
fuck.
Tragic. Literally so tragic.
Oh, no.
So oh, thanks, cry. Taylor, for doing that to us. But you got to do what you got to do because you got to make it, like, you got to feel the emotion somehow.
No, it totally is true. And again, yeah. like, for those of us who are seasoned veterans and allowing yourself to feel sad, so, you know, don't get in there too deep yeah. because sometimes yeah. you can't turn it off.
Yeah.
So you have to know when to cut yourself yeah. off. It's yeah. like, Coda, it's so,
you gotta do,
it's so bad for you.
How
it's
did
like,
it
like,
end?
It's like cutting or something.
Like, with, no, know? It's like masochism.
No, yeah. for sure.
Listen to How Did It End and then Mi Espresso.
And then Mi Espresso. That's yeah, yeah. Throw in a Mi Espresso yeah, yeah. every once in a while.
Six or
and
theory.
That's why Sabrina's yes. back on top of the charts. Yes, that's exactly. why Fortnite slipped because we listen to it too many times.
It doesn't,
now we
Fortnite
need that
doesn't
Mi
have that Mi Espresso in
I think
it.
I need to listen to Mi Espresso on the way home. Like,
you should.
Oh my God, with this news about Taylor Swifting at F1, like I think yeah. I have to listen to it on the way home.
I
anyway,
agree.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Next one.
Yes.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. My name is Bianca from California.
Hey, Bianca.
My question
hey,
for you is about the song
Bianca.
The Alchemy.
Sensory?
As we all know, there's a lot of Travis Kelce references. And most importantly, I want you to look at the lyrics. Ditch the clowns, get the crown. Mm-hmm. Because I've read so many theories that Ditch the Clowns is in reference to Travis's old manager or probably yep. Saint, or some sort of PR agent.
Oh, we know.
The girl Pia that had posted.
Oh, we know Pia.
Oh, we know Pia.
And claimed that it was, you know, a birthday clown, which we know it wasn't. So do you think that that line could be pointed at her? Super juicy. Just want to know your thoughts. Love the podcast. Love your recap on TTPD and really proud of you guys. So keep up the great work.
Thanks,
so
Bianca.
Sweetie.
Bye.
And you called her
Thank
Bianca Sensori.
I said Sensori? But that would be scandalous. Like,
no,
I kind of feel like
she could
be on the inside. Like, she could be like, listen, I'm trying to take him down, okay? Yeah. Like, first, we got Kanye
sorry,
first and then Kim
no
after.
There's no way. Not, no, she's... Dude. Free her, like free her.
Free her straight up. Like, I don't know what's going on there. I can't even talk about it. But so, that
Pia.
Was amazing. Pia, yes. That was my first
that,
thought.
Didn't you say
it.
That?
I did. Yeah, I said yeah. it. I was like, oh my God, Ditch the Clowns. Maybe not until I read the lyrics. But
yeah.
Because when listening to it in real time, I don't think I recognized it. But yeah, I definitely said it, I think on the pod, when we did the lyric breakdown.
She likes to refer to her antagonists in her life as like clowns.
Totally.
Dude, like robbers to the east, clowns to the west.
Clowns to the west. Give you my sunshine, give you my
yeah.
best.
So, but yeah. Crown. Dish the clowns, get the crown. I mean, it does apply. The song does seem to have Travis Kelce vibes to
Absolutely.
It. And I mean, that was no birthday clown.
That was no birthday clown. It was no birthday clown.
There's no such thing as a birthday clown.
Yeah. Okay. So for those who aren't all caught up, who don't remember, early days of Taylor and Travis's relationship, Travis had, I am very, very, very much believe that she is no longer his PR representative, that he probably operates under the House of Tree Paint at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I really think that. And so he had this girl, her name was Pia. Nobody, I don't know her last name or anything. Mm. She's also like private on everything. Like she might've got run out of town with this move.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
It was a fucked up move. So she was this PR person and she kept like kind of speaking out of turn. Like she would always comment on stuff to like clear the air like quickly. Like there'd be a rumor and then she'd be like, actually false. And like, it wasn't bad at first. It was like, okay, she's on it. She sees the rumors, whatever. But she was kind of just like speaking up too much, like giving the press too much. And so people started kind of like knowing who she was immediately and like following her and stuff. And it was kind of weird. And then on her birthday, one of her friends posted a happy birthday message. It was like, happy birthday, Pia, like something, something. And it was a picture of paparazzi, like a paparazzi photo of Taylor Swift cheering on Travis Kelce at one of his games. And Pia was in the background. So it was like funny, like happy birthday, Pia. Like she could have just like circled her, or, like put a heart around her face or something. And like she's in the background of a picture with Taylor Swift. But instead, this friend put a clown face emoji over Taylor's face. As if like, you know, like, oh, haha, like this clown, you have to like now walk around with her, like whatever. The implication was bizarre. And so Pia reposted it on her fucking story.
Crazy.
Like if your friends are assholes, your friends are assholes. You don't repost that on your story for your fucking birthday.
I mean.
It went everywhere.
Especially as a PR girl, like, hello.
It was crazy. And then And then, like, she tried to come out with some kind of apology, right? Or, like,
I know,
saying
I don't think
it was a birthday clown, or did we?
Oh, yeah.
That joke,
I think her friend commented.
Someone
or some,
was like,
someone
oh,
commented.
Please.
Yeah.
It was a birthday clown. Like, it was the biggest bullshit.
No, you're the birthday clown.
No, literally. Like, I've never seen such a bigger string of bullshit in my entire life. Like, they were just being cunty, and that was it. Like, that was, and they got caught being cunty. And then we never heard from her again.
No.
Never again. So, I think that line definitely. Pia is definitely included in that. I think more the clowns, ditch the clowns, get the crown, is more like all the fucking loser people that just said maybe she's annoying, maybe made the jokes. You know, we got people, Tony Romo's making jokes about his wife and the whatever. Like, everybody who is kind of like making jabs at their situation, I think is that that goes to. But Pia definitely falls in that category.
Yeah.
Definitely.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boop, boop, boop. Hey, Kelly and Gia. Kind of. This is Jesse calling in again. I feel like I will always call into this podcast because I love talking to you guys. I don't necessarily have a question, but I just have an opinion. I just finished listening to the Tuesday episode breaking down the first half of CTPD, and I cannot wait for the second half because I think maybe my favorite Taylor Swift song ever is on that side, on the anthology. And I heard Gia talk about it, and I'm really excited to hear y'all's thoughts, but I just wanted to give my thoughts here, too. So the song is I Hate It Here. It might be my favorite song ever because I am from a really small town, and I still live in the town that I grew up in, and it's not the most glamorous place all the time, but it's where my family is. And I have a lot of ties here, so it's hard for me to kind of picture going anywhere else, nor is it, like, necessarily the most possible thing for me right now.
Sure.
But it is crazy how a giant pop star like Taylor Swift still feels this, too. I mean, she's had an incredibly glamorous life. I mean, she, you know, has a house in New York and in Rhode Island and is going to the Bahamas and stuff. And it is just crazy how she is literally like the rest of us. Like how she was able to.
Stars are just like us.
Completely just form all of my feelings about this topic into a song. Like when I heard it, when I saw the title, actually, I was like, no way that this is about what I think it is. And then it was. And I could just cry to that song every single day. But I did want to point out my absolute favorite line. And that is, nostalgia is a mind's trick. If I lived there, I'd hate it.
Yeah.
The palace was too cold or cold. Something like that. And I just loved that because it just felt like, you know, the grass is always greener somewhere else.
That's so true.
I just loved it so much.
Like,
I could literally talk about this song
for
forever, but this is a really long voicemail, so I'm going to go. I love you guys so much. Bye.
Bye,
love
girl.
You,
that was a great... like, I just really...
It was a great voicemail.
Yeah.
And she's spot on. It's very much that song. Well, you know, we were just happened to be talking about it earlier, and it's really up there right now, like, as my number one, and... for the reason she said, it's half like, doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have, what's going on in your life, whatever. If you're feeling like that, you just feel like over it and unhappy or whatever, you're always going to feel it. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sure, it helps. So she's a billionaire and she can go pick one of her 7 houses to go cry in, but it's still like, you're still crying.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think that's a big, like, criticism that she gets, at least. I know a lot of pop celebrities get this, whatever, like, woe is me type of thing, but I feel like she always gets it.
Yeah.
Like, whenever she releases a sad song or sad music, and I'm pretty sure I saw someone tweet, like, out this song, and they were like, how could she say this? Like, she's a bajillionaire,
totally.
Whatever.
And it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
For that. Like, because... we can still have compassion for people. Like, I feel
like it's just like it's
whatever.
Just normal empathy, knowing that she is a human being that has emotions. And, like, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you still go through things that make you feel some type of way. And I think that's why maybe celebrities and people in, like, the spotlight struggle with, like, mental health and stuff.
Absolutely.
So much more, because when they do speak out, then they're criticized for, you know, being ungrateful. And when they when they bottle it all in, it's like, oh, well, she doesn't care like about anything. She's so rich. She has no issues.
Absolutely.
So it's like kind of a lose-lose situation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's nice knowing that. I feel like we've known this forever, but like every time she puts out a new album, it's just more and more of like, wow, we really do relate to her on at least the simplest grounds of, you know, mental health.
Without question. And I think too, that in mind, not only does she, can we relate to her in that way, we can relate to her in the way where she uses these metaphors about like disassociating. Mm-hmm. Like she's like, I hate it here so I can go to secret gardens in my mind. I mm-hmm. read about it in a book once. Like mm-hmm. just stuff that is so relatable. Like when we're growing up, little kids, like I know that we're both book kids, you know, and reading and just love that energy and love that. That was like an escape. It's a thing that, you know, lets you depart from the reality that you're in. Like maybe you feel unhappy, whatever. Okay, then I'll just read a good book and mm-hmm. I'll read about escaping to a secret garden. By the way, The Secret Garden, if you haven't like read The Secret Garden in a while, you should read it. It's so good. Like, it's,
I don't
just
think I ever read it.
Oh, it's great. It's great. The movie is good too. You see like the movie of it. I forget what I think it's called The Secret Garden, but there's a movie about it as well. The Little Princess, I think, is another movie that's loosely based on Secret Garden. Hmm. But anyway, so it's just the imagery behind it and knowing that someone so famous and successful and seemingly has it all, like you said, is still sometimes needs to take themselves out of their own reality because their own reality is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And I think that being overwhelmed by your reality is okay. And don't beat yourself up about it.
Yeah.
I love the line at the beginning, that quick, tell me something awful, like you're a poet trapped inside the body of a finance guy. I like it. I like the urgency behind it. And I also think that it's like, she's just like, trying to relate to someone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel stuck inside and uncomfortable in my own skin. And
yeah,
I'm stuck.
Like, does
so
anyone
like,
else?
Awful.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, tell me that. I just love it. I love the song.
I like the lyric that she pointed out too. Like, nostalgia is a mind strike. If I was there, I hate it. Like, I tend to feel like that a lot too. Like, looking back in the past and being like, oh totally. Man, like I miss like being in that time of my life. Like, I wish I could go back to this moment, whatever.
Yes.
But you don't think about all the other things that you were going through at that time either. Like, mm-hmm. you're just exactly like the grass is greener on the other side. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I struggle with a lot all the time.
Absolutely.
So it's just nice to hear like, like what she was saying. She lives in like a, it seems like she lives in somewhat of like a rural town maybe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I picture when I listen to I Hate It Here, because we live in such a big city that sometimes I picture like a little rural town where there's nothing
totally.
Going on.
Well, I go right back to being in like the third grade and wanting nothing but to leave my town.
Yeah.
Just because, not because it was bad. It was nothing bad about it. It just was like, I want something bigger than this.
Yeah.
And you want that. And now I have it, but I still like feel this song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's kind of
it
like
really
that
matter.
Overwhelming feeling sometimes you get that like you'll never feel like settled or like content, you know, like you could have this one life that you always wanted, but maybe in the back of your mind there was another life that you always pictured yourself having, or like I picture myself in 90 different lives, you
same
know?
Always
so
always
it's that's kind of how
paths.
I associate with that too, like
absolutely
no matter, like you have one life and you have to enjoy it. You can't like think about like all the other
can't think it, you can't obsess over the what ifs.
Yeah,
like Taylor does.
Yeah,
but we all, you know, we all do.
We all do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great voicemail.
Great voicemail.
Loved it.
Thank
and
you,
great
Queen.
Song. Give if you haven't given I Hate It Here.
Yeah,
a
give
real
it another
chance. Give it some more chances. Because boy.
Yeah, I
it'll
recommend.
Make you cry if you listen too much.
Listen to it at night. Maybe look out your window.
Yeah. Dusk time is also nice.
Maybe like
I was
a sunset.
Listening to it while I was walking through the park and there was the sunset going
one.
On.
Yeah.
I put it on and I was like, wow, I love this. It's nice. Maybe I'll take a walk today.
Hi, Kelly and Tia. My name is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
I hope you're enjoying release week.
Thank you, Queen.
My question for you two is, what are the top three reasons why you look up to Taylor as a role model?
Wow.
I've been thinking a lot about this because my mom doesn't understand my enthusiasm, and I'm getting tired of defending it all the time. My three reasons are, her honest writing puts my feelings and experiences to words when I often can't.
So
she's
true.
Really given her generation a voice.
So true.
Two, because she's extremely honest with her lyrics, and I often feel like she's my sister, especially because
this
my real sister is that I don't have a relationship. And number three, she is incredibly kind to her fans and her greater community in general. Thanks, ladies. Have a good week.
Thanks, Queen.
That was amazing. And like, those are my identical reasons. Like, I know. The same. I wanted to ask you this because you're like Gen Z, right? Like, you're not even on the cusp of...
No,
like,
yeah.
My brother is 7 years younger than me, but he's on the cusp. He's still millennial, but he's like young millennial.
Yeah, okay. He's like my brother.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, okay. I was thinking more about the other day how people are like, Swifties are like this, Swifties are like that. Mm-hmm. And I kind of get the same energy, people talking about Swifties, as people do when they talk shit about like millennial women.
Yes.
And I like actually hate it so much. Like I didn't really think of it like that.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, well, what the fuck? So now I feel like actually like I need to be defensive. But I think
defending millennial women. Yeah.
Because as a representative myself, like I don't, right. I usually try to like hide that about myself. Not that it's not obvious, but it's like, I try to act cool. I don't try to like act like a loser millennial. I know they exist, but I'm not trying to be that. However, I don't think it's losery to stand up for Taylor Swift, obviously, but I do think that millennial women, this is just me again. I was like high on my couch, really thinking about this deep. I think that millennial women we're kind of in the middle where like, the generation before us still, like, yes, there were some strong independent women, whatever, but it was still kind of very much like, all right, this is your place. You got to get married. You got to do whatever. Like, I grew up thinking that, like, life had to be one way. Like, I knew I could pursue my dreams and I could have, like, whatever job I wanted. But in reality, it was kind of like, all right, you know, you're probably, though, going to get married. And that was just kind of, like, how I grew up. And so I think, and also, too, it was like, we're still laughing at all the bad jokes. We're still this. We're still that. And I feel kind of like Taylor Swift lets people take, like, because she's a millennial woman being taken seriously, girls my age are like, we love her because she's showing us that, like, people can take millennial women seriously. Like, we're at that age where it's like, we're old now and we want to be taken seriously. We don't want to be made fun of anymore. We don't like the jokes anymore. We found a voice. We're speaking up. Like, it's for the first time probably our whole lives. Like, it really is.
Get it, millennial women.
Let's go, millennial. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, it and maybe, like, I feel that you have more of an advantage because I am jealous of, like, the Gen Z girls who are so confident and are so, like, yes, girl, slay. Like, there's so much, like that you're so kind to other girls. You're so kind. Like, it just always kind of happens. That was not how it was when I was growing up. Like, we were cunts, like, always to each other. Like, rude, mean, bullying. We grew up in, like, in the worst time, fat shaming, body shaming. Like, there were, all of it was that was our whole life. And so now everything, like, seems to be trending upwards on that. And it's finally okay for us. It feels like a moment for us to, like, change all that.
Yeah, no, I get
and
that.
And Taylor feels like the spokesperson. Like, when, like, she's yelling the loudest and we're like, yes, bitch. Like, yes. Yeah. And so we're, like, behind her. And she kind of gives us the confidence to speak up.
Spokesperson for millennial women.
Right. She gives us the confidence to speak up. Whereas otherwise we would have just, like, stayed quiet, stayed out of it because we agree, but we don't want to get in deep and we don't want the boys to think that we're not cool. Mm. Now it's like, we don't give a fuck what the men think. Because, like, this is how it is. Like, she's brought in, like, a wave of feminism for millennial women that I never had.
I get that.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, I mean.
Because growing, I mean, it really, even, like, early days of Taylor Swift, like, she wasn't always girl power, you know? It was very much, like, love songs and stuff, like, obviously early days. But even then, it was, like, liking Taylor Swift was fine, whatever. But being a Swiftie and, like, that whole shit, that all came in the last, like, five to 7 years or so. And that's kind of, it's kind of been our renaissance, millennial women. And I think that we just, that was very long-winded, I'm sorry. But going back to, like, other, like, millennial women making fun of millennial women or whatever, and why some people.
No, I feel like Gen Z women make fun of millennial women.
They do, generally speaking. Yeah. But I'm talking Swifties exclusively.
Okay.
Millennial women will make fun of, the only people making fun of Swifties are millennial women. Like, I've noticed. Like, it's all people my age. It's all, like, the girls making fun of Swifties.
I feel like it's way more Gen Z. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just seeing so many people my age.
Yeah.
Because it pisses me off. Because I'm like, fuck you, man. But because to them, I'm like, I'm sorry. You're just not, you just haven't,
just
your eyes
like
haven't
Gen
opened
Z,
yet, babe.
Gen Z tries way too hard. Like, to me, millennial... I know this is going to come off so mean, but...
No, I know.
To me, millennial is, like, a little basic. So, like... And there's nothing wrong with being basic. I'm the most basic bitch on planet Earth. I feel like there's less of, like, a... Like, with Gen Z, everyone wants to be, like, I'm the odd man out. Like, yeah, I don't like this because this is cool. Like, I don't like cool things, you know?
But I'll say this. Like, that's how millennials were 10 years ago. It was exactly that. And so now everything we do that we think is, like, cool is basic. But it's like, all right, well, it wasn't basic until people started putting it on Facebook. And now it's, like, now it's ruined. Like, I can always tell when something is getting ruined by, like, the loser millennials.
Yes.
Like, I do know they exist, like I said. But anyway, I'm noticing that, like, millennial women will make fun of millennial Swifties for, it's like, I don't exactly know why, whatever, but I do think the whole reason I'm saying this long-winded thing is because I think that the girls who are so defensive about it and defensive of Taylor are projecting, because they're like, she has helped prop us up. She's given us so much, and I'm going to defend the shit out of her, and it's going to feel personal because she personally has helped me feel strong.
Yeah, I feel like we say this all the time. Yeah. Like, we defend her like she's our sister, because
completely
it's like defending a friend.
Yes.
And it feels like you're kind of coming after me when you say something about her, just because, like, of how much I relate to her and
completely.
How much. Yeah, so it's
completely.
Just,
she's just like, she's a, and that, I guess I can add that to my list of reasons why I look up to her, is because she, and it was kind of in that girl's list. Trying to think of the words. I'm talking too fast now. She has, like, given a voice that we always wanted but didn't know how to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And I get
feel like
that.
She, like, if Taylor Swift says it, like, I feel comfortable talking shit back to the guys here and being like, you wouldn't be talking to me like that if I was a man.
You know who was kind of like that?
I would never fucking say that 5 years ago. I would never say that.
Miley was kind of like that for me as a kid.
Miley was totally like that.
Yeah. Like, Miley kind of taught me, or, like, inspired me to be a bad bitch. Or, like,
100%.
At least, like, be myself and, like, my...
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, she was always my go-to, like, girl that I love. My
Absolutely.
Disney girlie.
You are so Miley, yeah. too. Like, you guys are... You are
Thank
so Miley.
You.
Like, I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I think it was... It was more... Miley definitely gave me some influence, like, you know, in the summertime. But that person to me kind of was Taylor. Because
yeah.
it was, like, you're conditioned to not... you know, kind of be all over the place and whatever. I don't know. She's just done so much for, like, my confidence.
No, totally.
I guess,
and
really
I still, like, Taylor for sure.
Definitely.
Like, has her lyrics and everything, like, has molded me into, like, who I am now.
For sure.
But I feel like she didn't really start to, you know, push the envelope a little bit until, like, 2019, 2018,
Absolutely.
Reputation, then into Lover, whatever, Miss Americana. And when Reputation came out, that's when I really became a Swiftie, mm-hmm. like a big time Swiftie, because I liked that she was like, fuck you guys. Like, I'm
100%.
Not who you think I am.
Yes.
Yeah. And
right. She started showing that, like,
yeah.
real side
yeah.
of things and
yeah.
not just, like, this, you know, bubblegum pop
yeah.
princess,
yeah.
which she
I'm
never really like was, but she kind of was for a while.
Yeah. She just had to deal with so much bullshit that she
yeah.
couldn't like. Talk
it was
about,
a switch.
I guess.
If you really think about it, Taylor Swift is a child star, low key. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, she, you know, started.
She's been
when
famous
she was
since
so
she
young,
was 16.
16, 15, like
yeah.
whatever. But I think that those, when you're growing up like that, you start out with where people have a perception of you in a certain way. And then there has to be something that happens that changes their perception of you. Like, Miley did it with bangers. Honestly, JoJo Siwa is right now trying to doing it in, like, a, you know, very manufactured way, but she's doing it. She's like, I'm not for kids anymore and I'm going to prove it. You know what I mean? And I feel like Reputation was Taylor's version of, like, I'm an adult and I'm a bad bitch and you're going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, that switch happened for a lot of us at the same time.
Yeah.
And so I think that that is another reason. I really don't know, though. I have to think about it, because I could start crying if I think of all the reasons why, like, she means so much
She really
to me.
Put them all out there, like.
She really did.
Yeah.
The putting things into words that I couldn't before,
yeah.
that's always my number one.
Totally.
Like, I
Just
said
like
in my,
saying things out loud that I have felt inside.
Yes. I said that in my lyric blog that, you know, I've had things that I've kind of pushed off processing for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed Taylor to show me the way.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, as usual.
As usual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do some DMs.
Okay,
ready?
Yes.
There's been a lot of talk of, will TTPD songs be included in the Eras Tour set? Mm. But what about including TTPD in the opening, the It's Been a Long Time Coming, where each album is named? Do you think she will add TTPD in there?
Good question. I don't know where she would add it. It doesn't really roll off a tongue.
The tortured poets department.
Tortured poets department. Yeah. Like, it would be that for sure.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because that's how she sings it in the song.
Straight from the tortured poets department. So it'd be like, I'm Taylor Swift. I was born in 1989. Tortured poets department. Folklore.
Evermore. Yeah. It's fearless. Yeah.
Like, speak it could, now. Yeah. It's fearless. It's been a long time coming. Tortured poets.
Yeah. It doesn't really seamlessly fit. Also, I wonder, though. Also, that's become big reputation. Like, it's become so...
I love that opening so much.
Too. Like, I have children
when she
right
says,
now. Ooh,
my name's Taylor Swift and I was born in 1989, that always makes me tear up.
I'm tearing up right now.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that again. I got to watch the Eras Tour one more time before we go.
The movie? I know, yeah. Same. I haven't watched it since, it's really hard for me to get through it because I'm tearing up right now. I just, cry so much, when it's on. It's just so...
I don't blame you.
Oh my God, you know what? Oh, and I have to remember to bring in friendship bracelet. One of the guys who works here, I won't say his name because I'm talking about his kid, but he brought, it was Bring Your Child to Work Day the other day. And
at Barstool?
Everywhere has Bring Your Child to Work Day.
Okay.
And so, these people just happened to bring them here.
Okay.
And so, There were two little girls that I met, and they were both Swifties, and both were grilling me on Taylor Swift. But one of the girls had had her own friendship bracelet on with her name on it, and she came up and she was so cute. We took a picture; it was adorable. And so I promised I would give her a friendship bracelet. But I don't know why I was talking about that. Why did I bring that up?
Because something about tortured poets.
Oh, because she told me. I asked her. I asked her if she had seen the Eras Tour movie.
Oh.
And her dad, who is our coworker, was literally all the time. She watches it constantly. It's this whole thing.
That's
and
so
I'm
cute.
I totally understand that. Imagine if we had something like that when we were like 5, 6, 7 years old. Would we do? I would do nothing else.
I mean,
I would just sit there.
I watched the Jonas Brothers
Hannah
Montana concert experience probably 500 times when I was younger.
You know how many times I watched Never Say Never? Oh my God!
Oh yeah,
it's sick. I wore a purple
flat brim and a purple American Apparel hoodie, obviously, and I had the purple Justin Bieber
Beats. White jean jacket, white pants. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I wasn't even that big of a Belieber.
Never Say Never, though, was a great fucking, movie.
Oh, so good,
It was so good.
I was more Directioner. One Direction and Jonas Brothers. I wasn't a big Belieber.
Obsessed.
Francesca was a big Belieber.
Big Belieber.
Okay. Hi, love your show and so excited for you two to be in Paris.
Yay.
What do you think about the line in Guilty as Sin? I keep these longings locked in lowercase inside a vault. The Reputation, Folklore, and Evermore album titles are all in lowercase. Do we have some vault songs from those eras that we were so clearly about Maddie, she couldn't release them and kept them in the vault? Will we get some of them with Rep TV? Curious about your thoughts, Nicole in San Diego. Or San Antonio, sorry.
Ooh, San
sorry,
Antonio.
Nicole.
Texas, right? But,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a lot of questions about this line, the lyric, I keep these longings locked in lowercase inside a vault.
Yep.
A lot of people are saying, do you think she's teasing Rep TV, vault songs of Rep TV? Are going to be cray cray, people are assuming now.
I am gonna jump right in. Let me just pull out my wig and my nose. Yes. I think absolutely that's exactly what this means.
I also think
it's what has spiraled me into wanting so badly to go back and analyze lyrics of Folklore and Evermore, because I think, and I know that
there's never gonna be vault songs for those albums, right?
Never be vault songs, but I think the vault.
But those albums speak.
Those albums, I think, are.
Speak words that maybe.
They give us they are giving the, those are the. She wouldn't say, locked in a vault with lowercase letters. The only songs. This person said Reputation. They're not in lowercase, in the regular Reputation. But maybe some of them are. No, I don't think any of them are. Let's see. Reputation, the album is lowercase, but the songs are not. So, right. I think. Reputation, the album being lowercase, having lowercase letter vault tracks, absolutely. And then I think that some of those lowercase letter vault tracks made their way into Folklore and Evermore. That's kind of what I think. Cardigan, bitch.
I know.
You can't even
argue against
it. It
just makes no sense to me. Well, I mean, feelings and emotions are not one dimensional, I guess. But writing delicate and call it what you want and stuff, and then also having vault tracks about Maddie just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I think it's kind of how, like, the nature of the time and of their relationship. Like,
but I guess it could be,
you know,
like
it was right around
after.
She got right before or after, it could be during, like, she, I mean, she right now, she's writing all these songs about Maddie, Joe, whatever, she's reminiscing, she's talking about it, she's mm-hmm. recording them, whatever, and she's happily with Travis. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of,
yeah.
I think that she has perfected being able to, like, dip into these emotions mm-hmm. in, like, a non-committal way, mm-hmm. or at least from the outside, it appears to not, like, you know, bend her out of shape too bad, mm-hmm. you know? But yes, I'm willing to clown on this one, and I think absolutely, I think the reputation of all tracks will be lowercase, and I think that it'll all be, like, a big, because also, too, if she's writing songs about what's-his-face during reputation time, right when she got with Joe, mm-hmm. she's not going to put out an album that makes us question who everything's about when mm-hmm. she's just in this new, loud, happy relationship. And I think when it's Vault Track time, I think she'll start, you know, showing a little more of the CD underbelly even from the beginning. And that's how I feel, and I'm excited about it.
And I am very interested to see if this theory is true. I mean, yeah. The Vault is just, like, kind of a direct reference,
it's
obviously.
It's so right.
So,
oh,
like,
it feels almost
how
too
can you
obvious
not?
For it
yeah,
to not
yeah,
be
yeah.
something, you know? So... God, I'm excited.
It makes me very excited for the reputation in Vault Tracks, for sure. What, no matter what they're or who they're about.
Doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. Well, I'm excited for them.
I have a feeling they're gonna be maybe not what we expect. You know, maybe something a little out of the box. Something that.
At its core, Reputation is a love album.
Yeah, totally.
And so, you know, people think all they can think of is Look What You Made Me Do, but I also had a really, really great mashup audio for when I reveal my outfit. On TikTok,
perfect.
The show. Have you seen
it?
It's the
one.
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me mashup
with
You Should Be. Look What You Made Me Do.
Oh no!
Goes right into. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, perfect.
Or should I not give it away for the people?
No, don't give it away. Don't
give
it away.
I won't give it away.
What are you doing?
It's really good. Don't go looking for it.
Don't
be surprised.
Yeah.
Be surprised when I post it. I can't wait. I literally was like searching. I was like, well, I have to find it.
I know. I found a couple good ones for us too.
Oh, good. I'm
okay.
Excited.
Hi, I love the show and just started listening. I really want to know your thoughts on this. How are you guys interpreting the line, and it was written, I got cursed like Eve got bitten. Oh, was it punishment in the prophecy?
That's the prophecy, right?
Yep. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, Taylor knows the story of Adam and Eve and knows that the serpent convinced Eve to bite into the forbidden fruit and that Eve herself didn't actually get bitten. But we all know Taylor loves a play on words. Do we think she's trying to spin it around and say that Eve got screwed over by the serpent or bitten when he convinced her to eat the forbidden fruit, just like she got screwed over by presumably Maddie? Like saying, was the universe just punishing me with the whole Maddie situation? I also noticed that she used the word forbidden in this bridge of the smallest man who ever lived when she says, because it wasn't sexy once it wasn't forbidden. Again, mm-hmm. I would love to know your thoughts.
I think that's, yeah, spot on. Yeah. I think that it's kind of literal. Wait, let me go look at the exact lyrics. I know you read it, but I want to look at them exactly.
And it was written, I got cursed like Eve got bitten. Oh, I'm going to look up the lyrics too, just so I can see it.
You know what I hate also? They've changed on Spotify. Like, it used to be lyrics first, now it's merch. Did you notice that?
No.
It's so fucking annoying. You got to scroll all the way down for the lyrics. Stupid. Hand on the throttle, thought I caught lightning in a bottle, but it's gone again. And it was written, I think she means literally like the Bible. It was written like in the Bible, I got cursed like Eve got bitten. And yes, I think this is literally them saying that she got, like, maybe not literally bitten, but Eve was cursed and coerced into doing something quote unquote wrong. Oh, was it punishment? And, you know, Eve's punishment, it's that... is the excuse for punishment for everybody. It's Eve's fault that every baby on earth is born with original sin. The fucking Catholic Church.
Yeah.
I swear to God. All the sins of the world are the woman's fault. Like, get the fuck out. Like, when you think about it,
I know,
so
it's
fucked
so
up.
Annoying.
But that is kind of how it goes. Like, all the sins of the world, they put that all on Eve's shoulders.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how Taylor feels. And I think that the prophecy also, like, it... I don't necessarily think the prophecy is about, like, a guy only... Like, I think the prophecy is very much about her life.
Yeah, and, just like being
things.
Like,
obviously she wants, doesn't want money, just wants company, whatever. But I think that there are cards on the table. Mine play out like fools in a fable. I was sinking in slow as the quicksand, poison blood from the wound of a prick hand. Like, there's just a lot of things in it that just tells me that she's been handed a raw deal in certain things in life. Obviously not literally she's famous in this and whatever, but I think that the way that she's had to live her life hasn't been the easiest when it comes to like the industry and these boys and the media and like all these other things that she's had to deal with. And so I think that's where it comes through. Like, yeah, sure, she's got riches and she's famous and she's Taylor fucking Swift, but she still had to go through all this bullshit. And at the end of the day, she just wants someone who wants her company. She doesn't care about money, you know?
I like this genius annotation. It says, like, oh, yeah, I got cursed like Eve got bitten. This means that she was actually the one doing the cursing. It was not done to her. A potential interpretation here is that she believes she cursed herself into loneliness and that she knew pursuing her career might ultimately get in the way of her romantic relationships.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, right. I see it from
like,
that side.
I kind of cursed myself the way that Eve cursed herself.
Eve got
like,
bitten, but Eve did it herself.
To herself, exactly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Ooh, interesting. That's a good way to think of it, too.
Yeah, like I kind of did this to myself. Like, was this punishment for like pushing
for
my career so hard?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I'll be lonely forever kind of thing.
Totally.
Yeah, which I kind of see. That seems like an interesting interpretation,
that
kind
of makes more sense of what I was saying, but I kind of like the way I was saying
it,
too.
Yeah, no, I think that's the beauty of this whole thing. Is
that
it
can
be, exactly. Interpret it in many different ways, because I totally see that way, too.
Yeah,
like,
That's how I like that,
you got, like, Eve got screwed over and I got screwed over type of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one is not a question, but I wanted to read it because it's very nice.
Oh, read it. Yay. Yay.
Hi, girlies. Love the show and your other content at Barstool. Been a follower since day one. Just wanted to share some love on the album reaction video.
Thank you.
Can't believe how quickly it was edited and uploaded. Major shout out, Gia.
Yeah. Woo!
Also, I love that it was your genuine first reactions and had a calm vibe throughout. Mm-hmm. You weren't afraid to say some songs needed more listens or time before forming an opinion. Also, I felt exactly how you did staying up to listen to the double album and that tired, delirious energy of why are these songs so long and I'm not vibing with them at first. I like reaction style videos, but sometimes I feel like people do too much with expressions and gestures and it feels like a little more like acting, just so it's entertaining to go with a big clickbait title. Mm-hmm. I really appreciated that your video felt like I was just sitting on the couch across from you and experiencing again in the moment. I was traveling this weekend, so I didn't get to watch until Sunday afternoon, and I was honestly so proud and happy for you both to see the 90,000 views, and it just continued to grow. TTPD and Taylor Watch to the moon.
Yay! Oh, that's so nice. And so true, like, it was such a fun thing. Like, we're not stupid. We see people do these reaction videos, and we know that people like them. And personally,
I love them. I watch this girl AJ. I always watch hers.
Oh, everybody loves her on Twitter.
Yeah, and HT Hayes. I forget what his real name is, but
I don't know him.
He's so funny. I think I've sent you his stuff before.
Maybe you sent me clips.
He's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, people do them, and it's fun. And personally, I don't, like, I'll see clips from those always, but I don't go out of my way to watch. But I know, you know, we know that people like them, and so it just kind of, we were just like, oh yeah, we're gonna have our own little listening thing. It'll be fun, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that it was just we put it out at the right time. Mm-hmm. It came out like it coming out fast like that because of you was fantastic. I think that, like, we had fun with it. You
it
know
was
what I mean?
So
we're
fun.
We're just sitting on the couch. We're just having, like, it has to be just chill vibes, like, not like overproduced, like,
no,
just hanging out, whatever. And
very
I just think
chill.
That it ended up being like just a really fun thing that I love to do. It's something I've never done. I've never done there and like sat and like reacted like that before.
Yeah,
so
me neither.
I'm really glad that it didn't come across weird. Like, I was so worried that it would be like, because I don't know what I look like when I'm listening to Taylor Swift or reacting or whatever. I don't ever want to like overdo it and like look not genuine or whatever.
Yeah.
But I love when the, like, I liked that. And I also love when people say like, oh, I was crying along with you.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's so true. Like, if I'm watching a video and people are crying or
something's going on,
I always start crying
yeah.
too. So it makes me feel good that like we all are just kind of on the same page.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It was so fun to do.
Note.
I can't
really
wait
kind.
For the Reputation Vault track so we can
Holy
do it again.
Fuck, I know. That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
Be so fun.
Yeah.
That'll be a good time. Yeah. And then, yeah, we've got a lot on our plate. I think we should, let's try to wait for, so we were trying to get an album draft out before we leave. And we wanted to invite Feidelberg, but he wasn't available the day that we were asking. I think we should wait till he is.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, but squeezing him before Paris, I think might be tough.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because we only have, we have two episodes before that. What we're going to do, We're going to do one in Paris. I think we should.
Yeah, I think we should too. We should do...
like the morning after.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
And which will be fun. Or even like when we get there. We'll do a little... Yeah. We're going to do like a little vlog action maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
we'll vlog. See.
Keep tabs on us. Yeah. We'll be over there doing all kinds of shit.
I feel like we should do an episode and we'll do like a vlog.
For sure.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Yeah. Perfect. Fabulous. So that'll be that. Thank you guys for tuning in always. Nice little long episode for us today. Thank you guys, everyone, for calling in. All
yes,
the fun
voicemails. Seriously, thank you guys.
All the notes. Really, really fun. We love hearing it.
My cramps feel a lot better now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I am kind of in a better mood.
I know, yeah.
I'm kind of kicking in. And so
when we first started, I was like,
we're done. I am thankful we're ending. I also did eat a, I had a hot dog and a cheeseburger and a chocolate milkshake.
Okay.
It's so basic. Like, everyone's like, oh,
that sounds delicious from
like,
Five Guys.
That's why, from fucking Shake Shack, which
I
love. The
so
hot dogs
good.
At Shake Shack, man.
Really? They're good?
Those. Yeah, they come in like a really buttery bun. Ooh. I don't even put anything on it. Like, I don't even put ketchup. That's how good.
You raw dog it?
I usually put ketchup on a hot dog, but the Shake Shack hot dog, something about it. You
damn.
Just have a naked dog, you know?
Hell yeah.
But I'm so basic. Like, last night I was eating like snickerdoodle cookies and chocolate covered pretzels and like also couscous. And it's just like, bitch, like.
No, me and my,
shit under
I don't
control.
Know what was going on with me and my friends. We were watching the Knicks Sixers game and we got two orders of onion rings, two orders of mozzarella sticks,
oh my God, yum.
20 wings, nachos, sliders. We were inhaling.
That's amazing.
It was delicious.
Yum, that sounds so good. This is like all my favorite shit.
I know.
I love onion rings. People don't give enough.
Not a big onion ring person.
Ooh, I love them. The big thick one.
Mm-hmm. I really like mozzarella sticks when they're
Mozzies
done right.
Are great.
Yeah.
We love it. We love a mozzie. Mozzie app. All right. Well, that's that. We will see you guys
on Tuesday.
Thank you again for calling in and leaving voicemails. I know I literally just said that, but if you want to call in for next week's episode, we'll be recording on Wednesday of next week, right before we go to Paris. So last thoughts, anything, questions about Paris you want us to answer or things you want us to look out for or like tips or whatever, go ahead and leave them before Wednesday of next week.
Yes.
The number is
347-450-0723.
Either leave a voicemail or text that number or message us on the Taylor Watch Instagram, taylor.watch. And that'll be it.
Yay.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
We'll
love you guys.
Next week. Love you.